Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A split that I found really interesting when I was looking at Josh Allen's stats this offseason was that he was second QBR versus zone coverage, ninth versus man. That's not a Josh Allen stat. That's a Bills receiver stat. And it's not bad, right? We're talking ninth overall. But when you're talking about an offense in Buffalo that faces a ton of man coverage, in part because defenses now are so afraid of the run game, it honestly is the kind of thing that is the difference between them making it to a Super Bowl or not. You need one of those skill players to step up as a true 101 man beater, someone who can get you big plays downfield. Maybe it's Keon Coleman. Maybe it's Dalton Kincaid. To me, that has been the missing piece in this offense, because it's not the quarterback that's the reason why they're not getting over the hump.
Mina Kimes on NFL Live on the Bills receivers are talking Bills, who of course have a great chance to go to the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl, final year of Highmark Stadium here, close it out the right way. I think I've been routinely saying they're the favorite for the one seed, and I say that because on over-unders, on win totals,
yeah,
they're tied for the highest number, and like the money line is the lowest value, which means that's they're the favorite to have the most wins. So that'd be the one seed.
I mean, they are right now co-Super Bowl favorites with Baltimore.
Okay.
It's Bills and Ravens. They are the Super Bowl favorites right now. So
pretty good.
They're getting the respect, for sure.
The point Mina makes there is, you know, one that's been made quite a bit by a lot of people, much to the chagrin of some others. But we'll see how it goes. I don't think it'll be Keon Coleman. I think it's more likely to be Josh Palmer that has exactly what she says. You know, a man being
right.
Someone that's going to win down the field in man coverage. So, you know, the thing I think about with this team is, I wonder if a GM ever has an exercise like this. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Like, all right, here I am. I'm looking at my roster. Like, if it doesn't work, why? Mm-hmm. What's my most likely reason it doesn't work? And isn't that where your trade deadline trades come in? Mm-hmm. Last year, they get to 4 or 5 games in the season, and it's, we got to go get Amari Cooper. It's not going to work. This is not going to work. We need somebody else. Amari Cooper comes in. And he was serviceable. He's still not on the team, by the way.
Right.
2 years ago, it's Rasul Douglas. We're going to need somebody else. This is a problem. Who knows where we get to by the trade deadline. But to me, that's what any sort of trade that comes late or signing that happens at this spot is. We see a weakness. You know, you do the best you can. So what is the most likely thing to undo them this year? Anybody have an answer on that? Like an obvious answer? They've added a ton of defensive potential.
Potential.
A ton of defensive talent from the draft and free agency. Both were very much keyed toward the defense.
Yep.
What's going to undo them? And don't say, I shouldn't say don't say, because it's an obvious, it's a good answer, but injuries is an answer. But what?
Right.
What
that's every team.
That's every team.
Yeah.
What, if you're looking at the Bills and you're a Baltimore fan or you're a Chiefs fan or a Bengals chart, like,
right.
Look at the Bills and you say, like, here's what's going to undo them. What is it? I feel like if we put a poll up on this, the four answers are McDermott.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what the other three answers are. And that's not even to say that I think McDermott is a top four reason, but I just know it's a popular answer.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, I think one of the things that was available to undo them was what they had at receiver. The GM does not think receiver was a factor in why they lost. I mean, he pointed to the defense, but they really could have used more help there.
Sure.
In that playoff game, and they've gotten help. So I think mm-hmm. they're better prepared. What's the thing that undoes them? I mean, the way she laid it out is right. Ninth against man coverage. That's not bad. But
for having Josh Allen as your quarterback, it kind of is. Right?
Well, you'd like to
you
see
shouldn't
it
really be. You shouldn't really be ninth in any facet of passing when Josh Allen's your quarterback. You shouldn't be. You should be top five in everything, at least.
Because mm-hmm.
you're capable of being number one in everything, I think.
Yeah.
With him as your quarterback. So that's a niche thing. Is it such an important thing that it could undo them? It could cause them to lose in a big spot, in a big moment. But I think about their defensive acquisitions and wonder how many of them are going to actually hit as the answer to this question. Like, how much does their defense actually improve from last year to this year? Because if it's already started to begin a little bit. The suspensions, I'm not really as worried about, but Bosa already having an injury,
mm-hmm.
and you've got a rookie corner backed up by or competing with a guy that we all kind of thought was pretty shot in Tre'Davious White. So I don't know what my floor at corner isn't that high. So that would be my answer would be, what could undo them is that all of those acquisitions in the offseason on defense don't really make that substantial of an impact. Because otherwise, like if I were filling out a poll for that, I think I almost feel like I'd have to put receivers on there. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Or I could put, like for me, I've talked about this since the start of the offseason, that there's going to be turnover regression. But is that going to be so dramatic that it undoes them? I don't think it'll do that. Because even though they're not going to have eight turnovers like they did last season, Allen doesn't take sacks, which limits the amount that he's going to fumble.
Yep.
And he doesn't throw as many interceptions anymore. So,
because it's built into the offense.
It's built into the offense because of the more short passing. So, like, I don't think the turnover, the regression comes from Allen. I feel like it might come more from the running backs, you know? They don't all go 8 weeks, 9, 10 weeks without fumbling the football. That probably will happen, but is that going to be the answer? Because that's almost like injuries. That's like, well, this isn't really something you can control. This just kind of happens to teams. So I wouldn't put that on there. I feel like I'd have to put receiver on there. If I'm really trying to formulate four things that could undo them.
And by the way,
it's got to be one of the top four.
Undo them doesn't mean they go 7-10.
No, it means that's how you lose in the playoffs.
Right, that means how did you lose by 4 points?
Right.
How did you lose by 3 points?
How did you lose in the margins to another elite team? That's generally what that means.
Which also could be a coin toss, which, you know, sometimes it's your go-to play that needed a yard got 2 feet.
Yeah, because I would not, like Mina arguing about the receiver point there, I would not scoff at that at all. Like, I think that's very fair to look at that group and say,
someone's got to come out.
Someone's got to do it.
Which is what we said last year, too. Someone's got to come out of there. And last year, it kind of ends up being Mac Hollins
and really,
surprises. And Shakir.
We should give credit to Shakir for that.
Oh, for sure.
Shakir did do it. Like, so imagine if he hadn't developed to a level at all where, like, he could have done where he did last season. Because then, maybe Coleman plays in the slot or something. Maybe they find their way. Maybe they trade for a slot receiver instead of trading for Amari Cooper and they find their way. But someone else will, you want to be good against man coverage, better than ninth against man coverage. All right, like, I'm optimistic about Josh Palmer and Elijah Moore, but they still have to do it. The same way I'm optimistic about Bosa and some of these other defensive acquisitions, but they still haven't done it. There are question marks.
Well, as you're going through the defense and like...
It's the defense, for me.
You're not... You don't know how many will hit. How many reasonably have to hit for them to be better on defense? They made a lot of changes.
Yeah.
But the players they lost, they're not really significant players they lost. Rasul Douglas, Again, not on a team. Von Miller, not on a team. These things to me do matter. That three of the players that they said goodbye to are not on teams right now. Like Elijah Moore got signed, and that's not an insult to Elijah Moore. It's, you know, you're a player, maybe it hasn't gone as good as it should, but all right, here, let's give this guy another opportunity. The Bills signed Elijah Moore. Here are three players that played roles for a good team in the Bills. Cooper, Douglas for two seasons, and Vaughn, who had good underlying numbers next year when they put him out there. He got some pressures. Like for none of them to be on a team, what that gets me to is how many of these defensive players do I need to hit? If I just told you today, I've seen the future, Max Hairston hits and Michael Hoyt is good. How good's their defense? Really good? I mean, Cole Bishop is out there in the secondary, but I've got so many pieces that are already kind of established. I mean, on my defensive line, I've got a couple pieces I like already. No change from Rousseau, no change from Epinesa, no change from Oliver, no change from Taylor Rapp. The linebackers are intact. Milano might be healthy, like that might be different. But how many of these defensive pieces do I really even need to hit to have a defense where I'm satisfied?
I'd want a couple of them at least. Like maybe two or three.
Two. All right. Hairston.
Two or three.
Hairston and Bosa. How good are they? Great.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
They're better. They're better.
Yeah.
Hairston. And that's part of this, too, is there's enough, there's enough of those where if it's more than two or three and it's like five, like Landon Jackson is ready to play right away and Bosa's healthy and Hairston's really good. And, Cole Bishop, second year in the system. Oh, it does look good. That's what you need to. That's how you get to great. I think great defense, like top five defense in the league, you're gonna need most of those. I think to be big hits, home runs, and what are the odds? The odds are that probably half of them will, or a couple of them will. All of them won't.
Are these home runs relative though?
What's a
home run from Landon Jackson?
That's what I mean. Like
he's a contributor. A home run from Hairston is he starts.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Home run from Bosa might be a little higher, right? That's maybe he's...
Home run from Bosa is...
He's getting 15 sacks.
And he's... I would settle for 10 and healthy to start the playoffs.
That's a home run?
That's a home run. Yes. On a gamble signing? Yeah, home run is double-digit sacks, which nobody does for the Bills in a McDermott defense because of rotation.
No, only Leonard Floyd, I believe, is the only one.
You could even talk me down off of double-digit. If you told me 8 sacks and healthy for the playoffs.
Yeah, that's really good.
I'd feel like that's a win.
Home run is like as good as you can do, though, isn't it? Isn't home run like that's the best?
But we just established that the home run is going to be relative. A home run for Landon Jackson is not the same as a home run for Max Hairston. A home run for who else? Way down, Jackson Hawes.
What's a home run for
their tight end? They're blocking tight end. The home run there is he goes in and mauls dudes, and they're good in the red zone. Versus a home run from Josh Palmer is 1,000 yards.
Right. What's a home run from Cole Bishop?
Not the weak link in the secondary.
Just don't be the weak link.
Yeah, but then who would be? That's too high of a whatever. Cole Bishop is he starts and he's better than Hamlin, and he's. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have us thinking about the position.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tougher one. That's a good question. But, you know, like Bosa, let's put it up. 8 sacks and healthy for the playoffs. Take it?
99% I bet would say yes to that.
You got to say yes to that.
Honestly, I'm not even sure the sack number matters, right? Isn't it just mostly about... If I told them 4 sacks and healthy for the playoffs, it might be I'd take that. Because it's all about healthy for the playoffs.
4 sacks in how many games? 4 sacks in 4 games? Because 4 sacks in 17 games right, and healthy for the playoffs.
Right, because at that point it feels like you're not going to expect anything from him in the postseason.
We'll get the real stat nerds in here and like, would you take a pass rush win rate over and healthy for the playoffs? I mean, a home run for me for Bosa is 7.5 sacks and healthy for the playoffs.
Okay. What's a home run for Hoyt? That's a weirder one, isn't it?
5 sacks, 3 interceptions. He's got to do everything.
He's got
2 touchdowns.
12 tackles for loss.
Because he plays all the positions, yeah.
And a receiving touchdown. Because he's going to play a snap on offense somewhere. He's going to be they're going to need to break a record for most players that catch a touchdown in a year, break their own record, and he's going to be the one at the end. So, I don't know. There's a lot of big acquisitions. There's a lot of volume in terms of their acquisitions on defense. And of all those guys we just went through, like, even getting, like, 3 of them to hit, I still think is, you know, it's not a guarantee. And you still don't have the whale. You don't have the great, great player that can really take your defense to another level, which is why I think they need a lot of these guys to hit. If it was, well, they added all this and Myles Garrett is here, then it'd be, well, honestly, I don't care as much than what Michael Hoyt does for you, and I don't care as much what even Maxwell Hairston does for you, because I think Garrett's going to help everybody do a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas now, you don't have that one central piece that the whole defense gravitates around. And for that, then I think you got to have everybody be pulling their weight more than a defense that has a couple of studs on it would.
So I'm at the Bills' single-season sack leaders.
Okay.
Just to give context of like, wait, you think 7.5 would be good for
Bosa? Are they all Bruce Smith, by the way?
Well, there's a lot of that. There's some Bryce Pop. There's some Mario. There's some Schoble. But the reason I have it up here is I want to look at single-season sack leaders and then the numbers under McDermott. Because maybe you're thinking, did you just say 7.5 sacks would be a home run for Joey Bosa and healthy for the playoffs?
You actually said 8. He's going down.
I said 8.
He's going down, actually. I'll go down already down to 7.5.
I'll go down to 7.5 and say that's a home run. Sack totals, while Sean McDermott's the head coach, Leonard Floyd, 10.5.
Okay.
Home run signing, right? 1 year guy, 10.5.
Mm-hmm.
Next, Ed Oliver, 9.5.
Okay.
Next, Rousseau.
Rousseau.
And Vaughn. Vaughn, 8 in 2022. That's in like 10 games.
10 games or something.
And
12 games.
Rousseau, twice, has gotten to 8. I mean, Joey Bosa comes in and puts up Greg Rousseau sack numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I've got 2 guys that are that now. I mean, Rousseau just got a big contract. There's lots of things to like about him.
Yeah.
He's young. Man, Bosa getting 8, that's a win. Huge win.
Mm-hmm. You called it a home run, though.
Yes, home run. Home run. Greg Rousseau's career high is 8. If Joey Bosa, off an injury gamble year for... What's his cap hit? His cap hit's like 6 because there's void years on it?
It's because it's 6 because I think next year it's 9.
If they are able to bring a guy in that goes on the other side and gets like Rousseau's sack production, which is, again, what are they signing for? They want the same thing they wanted when they signed Vaughn, but for significantly less money, which is to finish drives, get a pass rush. They did not get a pass rush last year.
No, not really.
Let's Twitter poll that. I say 7.5 and healthy for the postseason qualifies as a home run for Bosa this year.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. By the way, speaking of while we're on this subject, yesterday Sam Monson, Steve Palazzolo did their breakout players for each team. And you know who they picked for the Bills?
They picked Kincaid.
No, not Kincaid. They picked different players, by the way, at the same position. Different player. Very different. They answered the question very differently.
Is
also.
It Keon Coleman and Elijah Moore?
Nope, it's on defense.
Both of them?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, breakout
on the
players.
Edge.
If somebody said A.J. Epinesa.
Nope.
Rousseau?
Yep.
And?
Palazzolo said Rousseau.
Okay.
He said he's been... What Steve said is that he thinks Rousseau for the last 3 years has been a top 15 edge rusher in the league, and this year he's going to be top 10. That the run defense is already elite, and that the pass rush, like, this is going to be the year he breaks out with sacks and gets to the quarterback. And then Sam answered the question very differently, and he went way deeper and went to Javon Solomon.
Oh, all right.
And said, like, they're not even sure he's going to make the team. He's going to beat guys out, and he's going to play this year.
And Epinesa's going to get traded?
And I think he mentioned something. I don't know if he said traded, but I'm sure, you know, there's been enough of that on Twitter. So, two guys at defensive end.
All right. 803-0550. Started the segment, Mina Kimes talking about receivers, and then we got to defensive
we
ends.
Never really landed on what the poll would be, though.
I have put
McDermott.
It up.
McDermott.
Would you consider... Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry. Right.
I've got
put up the Bosa poll.
I've got the Bosa poll. Would you consider... Okay. I went to 8. I'm going to give myself an even number. Would you consider 8 sacks and healthy for the postseason a home run season for the signing of Joey Bosa?
This for the original question, though, of like, you put a poll up. 4 options. What could stop them from winning the Super Bowl? What could undo them? And it's not easy to come up with 4 answers. It's why they are the co-Super Bowl favorite.
You might want to put they're cursed on there as an option.
Honestly.
It's hard to find a lot.
You wouldn't. You would say it would be outside things. It would be the Chiefs, right? You just put the Chiefs. That would just win the poll, though, wouldn't it?
I'd be so mad.
You just list other teams that are really good. Like, listing anything about the Bills, you could say a lack of a star outside of Josh Allen. That's more of a generic thing than what Mina did, which is like picking apart man beaters on offense. But
what would
like,
you?
That's kind of it.
What would you do with yourself if a person from the future came back and said, listen, I saw the season. You guys have a great season. You're losing the AFC Championship game to the Chiefs. What would you do?
This year?
Yeah.
Run it back, do it again. we're very well practiced at that.
803-0550. Some hockey talk coming up a little bit. Sabres offseason, of course, and tracking rumors, all that. But if you have a thought on Bosa or the assorted home run signing range, I suppose. A lot of voting, yes. 8 sacks and healthy for the postseason. Healthy for the postseason is key there. So, you know, give us a ring. 803-0550, 1-888-552-550 on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up.
Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.